Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Bob Nagin's here. Bob's a good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the founder of WhizBang Training, and the co-author of Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age. As I said before, he's forgotten more about doing business on Main Street than most of us will ever know. And now, having successfully been a Main Street retailer for a number of years, including selling kites 12 months out of the year, folks, think about that. That's like impossible. He did it, and now he's helping people like you and me to put our best foot forward in the marketplace. Bob Nagin, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's always a pleasure.
It's good to have you back. Folks, we're going to talk in the next segment, we're going to talk about that Main Street renovation thing that I mentioned earlier. We are going to do that, I promise you, in the next segment. But before we do that, Bob, I know one of the things you've been working on a lot lately is how does an entrepreneur manage his or her time better? Because when you talk to an entrepreneur, when you talk to a small business owner, and you say, "How's it going?" and they say, "I'm busy." Well, duh, you know. I mean, we're all busy. We're all busy. The question is, what is that busyness doing for you? If you tie a thread around the leg of a bumblebee and he takes off and starts flying around, that bumblebee is busy, but he's not going anywhere.
That's right. Well,
so,
you know, Jim,
what have you learned?
I learned this a long time ago, but it just keeps coming, it keeps bubbling up because when I speak to groups of retailers, that, you know, I tell them what to do. You know, I give them examples. I show them that it will work, and then there's always this frustration. Well, when am I going to find the time? And, you know, really was kind of the turning point in my retail career was when I figured out there's three types of time. There's flex time, there's floor time, and there's focus time.
Slow down. Say that again, because, folks, this is going to be on the test. Go ahead.
Okay. There's flex time, focus time, and floor time.
Okay. Flex, focus, and floor.
And floor, if you're a service business, you know, that means that's when you're working with your customers. If you own a restaurant, that's when you're out walking around, talking
right
to people, you know, or if you're a retailer, that's when you're out actually helping people.
Right.
And most entrepreneurs, retailers, most entrepreneurs I know live in the world of flex time. That's when you're multitasking.
Right.
The trouble with multitasking is you don't get anything done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they did a survey in England. And
but you're busy. But you're busy, Bob.
But you're busy, that's right. And you feel, and I think this is part of what happens, is that especially when an entrepreneur starts their business and they're still sort of young as a business person, that feeling of being busy and working hard is a good feeling.
You know, some people get trapped into social media activity.
Oh, my goodness, Facebook is the worst there is.
And they don't know how to manage that behavior, that activity.
Mm-hmm.
But they're really busy, and they get deluded into thinking that everything that they're doing, because they're staying so busy and people are wanting to chat with them, that that's productive. It's not.
That's exactly right. And, you know, and that's one of the growth signals as an entrepreneur. When you realize, hey, I'm working my behind off, and I'm not getting anything done.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they did a survey in England, and the survey concluded that pot smokers get more done than multitaskers. So, you know, and I was speaking to a group of bicycle retailers, and a guy in the front row raised his hand. He says, "What if you smoke pot and multitask? And they cancel each other out." I don't know, man. But so what I encourage people to do is to really work hard at doing less flex time, to really work hard at scheduling your time so that you work on your business, which is focus time.
Right.
That's when you work on your marketing plan.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you work on your training manual. That's when you do all
strategy.
Of the big picture stuff.
Develop strategy time. This is I'm glad you're saying this because my audience knows for several years now I've been trying to help them understand that small business owners need to develop strategy and spend time on strategy just like big companies do.
Absolutely. Thinking about your business, doing all that important stuff that's going to take you to the next level.
Proacting rather than reacting.
Absolutely. Or as Michael Gerber says, working on your business, not in your business.
Yeah.
But now, you know, the other part of it, though, is that, you know, I know some entrepreneurs and retailers, and not too many, but that spend all their time thinking about stuff.
Right.
And so then floor time is really where you spend time with your customers. So for a retailer, mm-hmm. I say if you need four-person coverage on a Saturday, don't make it four plus you. And then whenever the store empties out, you go and quick work on the schedule or do busy mm-hmm. work or do that sort of thing. Make it four, including you, and then just relax. Just spend time on the floor. Enjoy your customers. When the store empties out, talk to your staff. Get to know your staff. Just find a place, you know, make it fun to be on the floor. And you know, I mean,
sometimes, though, we're like a mother at home with a bunch of kids trying to pick up after them. We always see things that need to be done, and it's hard. Sometimes it's hard to let those things go.
Absolutely. And, Jim, but that's to your point perfectly. That's why you need focus time.
Yeah.
Because focus time is when you build the manuals, when you create the policies and procedures,
when you
learn things like, you know, I mean, you know, our flagship product is a retail mastery system. That's where you learn and grow and do things. And so when you get a better, when you become a better business person and you build a better business, focus time is part of that.
Right.
When that happens, you have less and less of those problems.
Folks, please,
to your point, you're proactively approaching them.
Think about your time. Think about how your time is being used. It's the only thing you can't synthesize in the world.
That's
only thing on planet Earth that you cannot synthesize and make more of. You can make more money. You can synthesize all the things that you sell and all the things around you, but not your time. You got to make sure that you maximize the amount of time. And Bob, I'm looking in the mirror here when I say this. I mean, I'm shining this thing back, putting this light right back on myself. I have this issue.
Oh, me too.
We all do. Okay, the Retail Success Summit is coming up June 25th and 26th. How do they find out more about it?
Absolutely. Go to our website, whizbangtraining.com. You can also go to retailsuccesssummit.com.
All right, check it out, folks. Quick break. We come back. We're going to talk about revitalizing the downtown facades and the look of downtown. Is it a good idea? 20 after. Right back with Bob Nagin. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
I was walking down the street one day. A man came up.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.